We've taken the view that overseas workers, visa holders, migrant workers are a very key priority for us. It's fair to say that tackling the exploitation of this cohort on all fronts and shifting the culture and systemic problems won't be solved overnight. But we are tackling it and giving it priority and focus. And one of the ways that we can do that is to publicise the analysis of the requests for assistance that come into us, so that industries and industry sectors that feature prominently can be aware and from the top down work to assist us to try to remedy the situation.
And there are some interesting data breakdowns too in terms of things like gender and ages and some of the key regions where the complaints are coming from. I might just get you to cover off on some of those things, so gender, ages and regions.
Well, look, in the main, the visa holders that seek our help are male, 60% male, 40% female. More than a third would be aged between 26 and 30. And born in Korea, China, Germany, France, or India. The industries that they complain about most consistently are hospitality, accommodation and food services, agriculture, forestry and fishing. Now, they're industries that we're very active in. We're very active in industries where we know that overseas workers are predominant, hospitality, horticulture, cleaning, convenience stores, and trolley collecting. It's fair to say that when we look at visa holders, the conduct that we find with respect to the treatment of some of these overseas workers is at the ugliest end of the spectrum, and that's why they feature so highly in the matters that we take to court. In the first three quarters of this financial year, we've put 30 matters before the court, and 22 of them, or 73%, involve the underpayment of visa holders.
And for the agricultural sector, generally speaking, do you feel that employers are willfully not acting in the right spirit, or do they just not know enough about what the rules are?
Well, we've persistently received requests for assistance over the years from visa holders and other casual employees in the horticulture sector in particular, which sparked our decision to commence our Harvest Trail project, which is a three-year project where we're looking at the fruit and vegetable sector right around Australia to try to determine and address the structural and behavioural drivers of non-compliance that we find in this industry, and where, as I say, where visa holders are heavily represented. And We have found a lot of confusion amongst growers and labour hire contractors in particular about their workplace obligations, and you can be assured that we have been and are committed to continuing compliance and education activities to ensure that both the workers understand their rights and the employers understand their obligations.